Mac and Gatos, a KTAR News special. Continuing coverage of Arizona's immigration crisis.
Today is Wednesday, and that means Brewer time. We get to talk to the former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. Governor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You know, all this week, KTAR News has been running this special series. It's called Arizona's Immigration Crisis. It's just been incredible to walk through what is actually happening at the border with Central Americans. So, Governor Brewer, let's start there.
Wow.
Yuma has declared a state of emergency, and it's over the influx of migrants. You know, shelters hit their capacity. The mayor of Yuma says we can't deal with this. How does declaring a state of emergency help Yuma?
Well, hopefully they'll get some reaction in regards to some money so that they can enhance their facilities, because they don't have the shelters to hold these people, along with the border patrols, and they can't shelter them either.
Yeah.
We do not have the facilities. We've got a massive trend going on bringing these people, and the law says that they will not be released if they're coming in, and that they will be held if they use the credible fear, asylum, if you will, that they are to be detained and that they're ineligible for bond. Our AG now is going to enforce that law. He's going to crack down on the catch and release. That means that these people are all going to be detained.
Yep.
And if we don't have the facilities for it, well, then they're going to be roaming around all these communities.
Governor, you're right. United States Attorney General did come down with that today. But the only people who will be detained from Central America are those without children. They will be detained until their court date. But if you have a child, you can't be detained past 20 days. And most people are coming in with children. So I'm not sure if the Attorney General has made a dent in this problem. Does that make sense?
Well, I think there's a lot of them that are coming in without children. We know that they're using these children and passing them along and passing them back and forth across the border to say that they are families. I don't know, but I think that our Attorney General Barr is going to really crack down. He's going to really start enforcing this stuff because...
But you can't put everybody there. There's not enough places to hold people. They can't hold everybody. There's just no way. So I don't think his plan is going to work. There'll be thousands of people in these shelters, and they're not thousands of places for them to stay.
Well, it's not going to go into effect for 90 days because he's got to give a Department of Homeland Security time to plan for the additional detention and the parole decisions. But we've got a mess on our hands. And I think President Trump was absolutely right when he says, well, we'll just send them to those sanctuary states, you know, send them to New Mexico and send them to California, but keep them the hell out of Arizona.
Well, okay.
Holy cow.
Wow, that was former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, and Mac and Gatos political insider.
I need a moment.
And also a feisty today.
Was that a curse word,
no.
Governor? Did you curse?
No.
There's heaven and there's hell.
That's true.
That is right.
I don't curse.
No,
I don't curse. But it is strong language.
Okay.
But the bottom line is if New Mexico wants to declare themselves as a sanctuary state and if California wants to do that, fine. But I'll tell you, Texas and Arizona want our borders secured. Mayor Nichols down in Yuma did exactly the right thing. I'm sure he'll send that executive order to the governor with the great expectations that the governor will forward it to the president of the United States. And hopefully there's some type of emergency dollars that the federal government can send our way so that we can house these people and detain them.
Former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider. She joins us every Wednesday, feisty or not, Jan Brewer. Governor.
And you know what else is upsetting? They're coming in through Lukesville, above Lukesville. They're coming through our Oregon Pipe National Forest down there. So beautiful and wonderful. We had that problem once before. And they decimate the monuments down there, the cactuses and the landscape. And they just walk through like they own the place.
That's pretty bad. But experts.
It is.
And policy wonks are saying that this is going to get worse. when you were governor, it was usually they have tried to avoid or evade the Border Patrol, right? Now they're looking for the Border Patrol. They say, I want to claim asylum, or they say it in Spanish. I mean, it's totally different now than when you were dealing with it. Should we just declare a state of emergency for the whole state?
Yes, we should. But that's not totally true, because now we're seeing these caravans break apart. They just want into our country so they can get lost. But if they get caught, what do they say? Well, we've got credible fear, and that puts them in that category. You know, I mean, they need to be coming through the ports of entry, but they're not. So they're causing chaos is what they're doing, absolutely. And you know what? It's our country, and they are somewhat outsmarting us, and they're getting what they want. And the message down there is to say, just keep coming, just keep coming, just keep coming from Honduras and El Salvador. The American people are fed up. Even Cher said, we can't take those people into our state. We can't even take care of the people that are living here. Well, hello, world.
Cher said that?
Yes.
Cher the singer?
Yes, she did.
Do you believe in life after love, and Governor? Yeah, share something else. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. Governor, you mentioned just a second ago Arizona declaring a state of emergency. I mean, if you were governor now, you wouldn't do that, would you? Or would you, and why?
Yes, I would. I would declare it because it is an emergency.
Statewide, though?
Our federal government has a responsibility, and they need to step up, and they need to do their job, and they need to address this issue.
Yeah, but what do we get?
What do we get out of it?
I get Yuma today saying, hey, we don't have enough places to put these people. We got to declare a state of emergency. We're a border town. I know that thousands of people, over 20,000 people, have been dropped all over Arizona. I get that, too. Right. I just don't know if Arizona, like if Governor Doug Ducey would come out today and say, hey, this is harming us so bad, I've got to declare a state of emergency for the entire state. I don't know if I'd ever see that. I could see these border towns in Arizona all doing it, and Yuma's the first.
I believe that we have a crisis, and I think it's an emergency, and if we have to declare a national emergency to get some kind of response from the federal government, then by goodness, let's do it.
Governor, the president last week said, let's put people in sanctuary cities. I like the idea. I think he went about it terribly, because don't do it to punish Democrats. Republicans and Democrats are both at fault in not solving the immigration problem. And don't make it a punishment for migrants to go to like San Francisco. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't get help from other cities around the United States. I don't think Phoenix, Arizona should be the main place where people are dropped by ICE. I don't understand why we couldn't buy them a bus ticket, because that's what we're doing anyway, and putting them in a Chicago or a San Francisco or even a New York City. I just think the president went about it horribly, even though it was a good idea. He went about it with malice, and he was nasty about it. He did it to, you know, try and screw the Democrats. The idea itself, in my opinion, is good and probably would be good for Phoenix, because then we wouldn't have to just pay for it all, and it wouldn't all land on our shoulders.
Well, I mean, it's the sanctuary cities that are really encouraging all this illegal immigration. I mean, and of course, President Trump did it by tweet, so you can't go into depth in a tweet. But I think he had a great plan, and I think that they ought to welcome them to their sanctuary cities. Bottom line is that once that should happen, or like I said earlier with Cher, what do you mean you can't send them over here? You can't send all those people. I mean, you know, they can talk all they want. And the people, you know, in Washington and in Oregon, there you go to great, huge sanctuary cities in Denver, but, and the people in the East Coast, they're not traipsing through and causing chaos and causing us problems when they reach their country. But they're doing it all when they reach ours, our state.
Okay, both of you just need to calm down.
Talking to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
talking to the governor, too?
Yeah, yeah. Once they hit Yuma.
I'm taking a deep breath.
Okay. Hold on, let's do it together, Governor.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
That's great.
Once they hit Yuma,
yes.
Does the federal government have the money to transport them to L.A. or Oregon?
They're already buying them tickets to North Carolina or something like that.
Right, right. But they have to have family there. I can't see the federal government paying them to get on a bus to from Yuma to Chicago or Oregon. And the federal taxpayer or the taxpayer is going to say, why are we providing transportation?
If they've got a family member in Chicago, guess where they're going? Chicago.
Chicago.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. But so that's
send them there
already.
Anyway.
But that's from Phoenix.
They have a direct path. They have emergency fund dollars that I think that that they can expend now. Whether they need to go through the appropriation process is I don't recall. I don't remember. But certainly if the president declared, you know, a national emergency, somebody would step up. I can't believe that we couldn't get some bipartisanship. They all say that we need our border secure. They say it, but then they don't want to address the issues that would resolve a lot of this and save a lot of these people a lot of heartbreak and grief. But, you know, what is it, 10% of the people that claim asylum, you know, they don't pass muster. They can't pass the test for a credible fear. So they get sent back, right? Mm. So, I mean, it's just everybody is playing a big fat game just to get access into our country and get lost and be not held accountable. And if we don't stand up and get something done really, really quick, I swear, I believe that our country is gone. Why even have the United States of America? Why? If you don't have rules and people don't obey them.
Or you just need better laws. And maybe that's something that, you know,
Washington, D.C. needs
to work on.
But of the laws that are on the books.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. Every Wednesday, this week, as we run a special series, Arizona's Immigration Crisis.
You all right, Governor?
I'm taking a deep breath, and I'm going to have a drink of water.
Okay, me too, because Mac told us to calm down. All right, thanks, Governor.
Thanks, Mac. Okay, thank you.
All right, see you next week. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. You both needed to calm down.
I forbid you from telling
me to
calm down.
You both were getting off the rails, thinking that we were just going to transport people to wherever.
You done?
Oh, I'm not the one that needs to calm down.